Even though the U.S. Supreme Court has now allowed sports gaming across the country, it does not appear likely that California is going to legalize it anytime soon. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler explains why.
First, there are a lot of groups that will want a piece of what would be a massive market in California. Native American tribes, car grooms, horse racing tracks, daily fantasy sports, major sports leagues, the league's unions, and out-of-state sports wagering operators.
No one faction is strong enough to make it happen, but almost every faction is strong enough to kill it.
Veteran tribal lobbyist David Quintana says this issue could end up in the same quagmire as the years-long stalemate over internet poker legislation.
All of those parties are now going to converge in California, try to come up with some agreement that pisses off the fewest people possible, and once that's done, they're going to have to run a constitutional amendment and get that passed by the voters of California.
Because the state constitution does not allow sports wagering. So don't expect any legalization until after the 2020 election at the earliest, and possibly never. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.